We're going to be talking shortly with David Heap, who is doing a... This guy's been in some adventures, and we're going to be finding out about that. And, Phil, I just want to mention... Oh, yeah, you have an announcement.
Right, and it's a good lead-in to David Heap. Bets Attune on Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, actually, 2 o'clock, Saturday, March the 24th, the Global March to Jerusalem. This is a fundraiser for Eva Bartlett. Eva is being sent by supporting groups here in Canada, and there's many of them, to an international march in Jerusalem on March the 30th. And it says 1 million people are expected to take part worldwide to oppose Israeli apartheid ethnic cleansing and to demand access to Jerusalem for all peoples and to uphold Palestinian rights, including the refugees' right of return. So this is a fundraiser for Eva Bartlett. It's on Saturday, March the 24th at Bets Attune, 612 Markham Street. And you pay what you can, obviously.
Did you say 12?
12, 2 p.m., sorry.
2 p.m. And the address?
Is 612, right?
612.
612 Markham Street.
Great. Right. Thanks for a lot, very much. And now we're joined by David Heap. I always want to call you Dan Heap, but a legendary figure.
It's happened before.
And I know you're not offended at all.
No.
David, you're going to be in Toronto Sunday, March 25, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Steelworkers Hall, and that's at 25 Cecil Street.
That's right,
and
it's on campus.
And, yeah, it's very, by the way, it's a great location. Sunday at 1 to 3, March 25. Now, you're going to be providing a firsthand account of the capture at sea of the Canadian boat to Gaza.
That's right.
Is Ihab Lataif is also going to be there?
That's right. Yeah. So there's two of us that were delegates on the Tahrir in November when we were trying to sail to Gaza and stopped by Israeli occupation military on the in international waters on the Mediterranean.
Yeah. So you met the pirates of the Mediterranean.
We did. The state pirates. State pirates brought to you in part by our own... whatever you call them in Ottawa. Yeah, there's probably family radio this time of year. Today. I can't really say what we think about the guys in Ottawa. But, state pirates with the backing of the Harper's government in Ottawa captured us in our boat and took us off our course. We were headed for Gaza, and they took us to the Israeli port of Ashdod and detained us for 6 days.
Well, now, by the way, you, the Canadian boat, and I guess you were with, there were two boats, so the Irish boat as well.
Yeah, there's the Sirsha as well, the Irish boat.
You really ought to be congratulated in your seamanship, because you managed, actually, there had been a number of boats that never got out of harbor, but you managed to make a good run for it.
We did make a very good run for it, and I think it's important that people realize that though we didn't get to Gaza, we broke the first line of the blockade, because since early this year, I was with the group that was in Greece in June and July, and what happened in June and July was that the Israeli blockade of Gaza was outsourced from Palestinian waters off Gaza to the ports of Europe in Greece and to a lesser extent in Turkey. That outsourced blockade meant that, and we'll be talking about that a bit as well, meant that basically Israel has third party, other states, in this case Greece, doing their bidding and enforcing their blockade for them. So the fact that we were able to leave a port of Europe, we actually left from a Turkish port in November, and reach international waters and travel most of the way to Gaza was itself an act of challenging and defying that illegal blockade of Gaza.
Speaking to David Heap, and David, I want to ask you, given all the turmoil in the region, and by the way, again, I congratulate all of you on your abilities, and particularly there's the turbulent politics. One of our leaders, so-called, Bob Ray, has complained that anyone would discuss Israel at a time like this, when we should all be getting behind Arabs, and indeed arming the Arabs. Mm-hmm. Got to arm them, and we have to bomb some of them. He's very offended that folks like yourself would be focusing on Gaza and the illegal occupation of the West Bank. Can you talk about How you react
about
when
priorities?
You...
Yeah.
Yes, priorities.
Well, of course, people. It's for people like Mr. Ray. It's never a good time to talk about Israel, right? I mean, there's never been a time when he's thought it was a good idea to talk about the Israeli occupation, either of the West Bank or of Gaza. So, you know, it's a bit disingenuous for him to say it shouldn't be now. He's happy to have the distraction. People like him are happy to have a distraction to point at, but they've never been comfortable talking about the occupation and the illegal presence of the Israeli military in these areas. We named the boat the Tahrir, you know, in full recognition of what was going on in the Arab Spring a year ago January now. So we're clearly, you know, in solidarity with all the stuff that's happening in the Arab world, which it's a wonderfully dynamic situation. It's evolving all the time. You know, some of it more wonderful than others. I mean, the stuff in Syria not so good. But you know,
yes.
You know, when I go to and I do this, you know, when I go to events here in my community, I've been to a number over the last year for Syria. I've been to events in Syria when I've been in other communities as well. We always make the point that, you know, Tahrir isn't an Egyptian name. It's a universal human value of liberation. And while this vote is focusing on Gaza, it really is a universal human value of liberation that applies, you know, across the Arab world and across, you know,
great,
we're in need of liberation here in North America as well.
That's a great new word.
Yeah, but specifically, why Gaza? Why now? I think people have to realize that the closure of Gaza is, first of all, is clearly illegal in international law. It's supported by our government. And the reason that Canadians need to notice this is, you know, we're not the ones keeping... Canada has been complicit with the thugs in Syria and in Libya and other places over the years. But Canada is not the one keeping those governments in power. Canada is... in the front lines of the people keeping the Israeli occupation, you know, legitimate in the whatever legitimacy it has in the international community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Canada is, under Stephen Harper, the most pro-Zionist country in the world, and they're very proud of that, and they congratulate themselves on that when jokers like, you know, Minister Baird goes to Israel, and he's talking, I mean, he talks like he's a minister of the Israeli government more than he's a minister of the Canadian government.
He would blush with satisfaction to hear you say that.
I'm sure he would, but, I mean, we need to realize that our government, we are responsible very directly
Indeed.
For our government's actions in complicity with the Israeli occupation
and
the blockade of Gaza. So we have a particular responsibility here, over and above our general responsibility to sisters and brothers in Syria and everywhere else.
Well, by the way, all these people, we had this wonderful movement, and let us hope it revives and isn't beaten down, but the Occupy people, they need to occupy our foreign policy, don't they? I mean,
absolutely.
Shouldn't we be saying, is that really a Canadian policy to
absolutely.
Intercept a Canadian boat?
Yeah, exactly. And to tell us, you know, as we've been told by Canadian, you know, the Department of Foreign Affairs, oh, we can't do anything to help you. That's a private matter for you to take up. They won't even put us in touch with their counterparts at the Israeli Foreign Ministry. So they're doing, you know, if it was possible to do less than nothing, that's what they're doing to help this. And again, it's not our campaign. This is a boat that was bought with the help of and belongs to Canadian civil society. This is a boat that was representative of the 99%. The donations that came for this came from people digging into their pockets at union halls and houses of worship and on campus groups and community groups across the country that organized events to raise the funds to buy this boat. So it's not a slap in the face, not just to the group of us in the Canadian Boat de Gaza, but to literally thousands of people in Canadian civil society across the country who bought this boat and, you know, want to know why the Canadian government isn't representing our interests when we want it to continue and deliver its cargo to Gaza.
Yeah. Well, how about also recognizing their own Canadian interest in protection of international law, the
Absolutely.
Laws of the high seas?
Absolutely.
You know,
this is, you know, a flagrant violation of international law. You know, no state has the authority to do this extraterritorially, you know, in international waters. And, you know, a vessel of any flag should be a concern to any of us. I mean, if this is, many people have pointed out, if this happened off the coast of Somalia, people would be all over these pirates. But, you know, when the pirates happen to have an Israeli flag, then people view it differently.
Yes. No, that is, I'm really glad this whole matter is being addressed. By the way, there is a website, tahrir.ca,
T-A-H-R-I-R.ca,
where you can follow the work of Ehab Latoyev and David Heap and others and get all the details. So you're going to be, and you'll be here Sunday, March 25.
This Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil. And at the website, tahrir.ca, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we'd love to see all of your listeners out on Sunday and everybody, all of their friends and acquaintances, they can tell about it. But if, by chance, some of your listeners can't make it, one of the things you'll find at our website is our declaration and call on the Canadian government, which is simply a call on the Canadian government to respect international law, call for the return of the Tahrir, allow us to continue our voyage, complete our voyage, and to call on the Canadian government to press Israel to respect its obligations under international law and lift the blockade.
Right.
Because ultimately, what happened to us, yes, was a crime, but what happens day in, day out, year in, year out to the Palestinians of Gaza is an ongoing crime that we have to continue to draw attention to.
Yeah. Well, David Heap, that's a well put. People should print that up and go knock on their MP's door.
Absolutely. Don't take no for an answer. Ask them why. You know, why does international law apply to some people and not to others?
Very good. Well, we look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Thank you so
All
much,
right.
Phil.
Thank you.
Appreciate
David.
It. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.
That's David Heap, and he is an academic in London, Ontario. That's Tahrir, TAHRIR.ca. And it's going to be a first-hand account of capture at sea of the Canadian boat to Gaza. And they're good sailors. They almost got through. That's good for them. We need a stronger Navy, it sounds like, to protect international waters.